This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to another episode of By Staying Home. And there's after difficulties, there's ease, and the hardship indeed will go away. And since we are being together, alhamdulillah, we have talked about a lot of things of how to keep your stay pleasant and keep your marriage alive, and so on and so forth. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless Al-Kawthar for doing this, and may Allah bless you for bringing this Qusay of Allah into your home. Again, this is Brother Ala coming to you live from Canada, and I thank Brother Farid and Brother Rahim and everybody from Al-Kawthar Volunteers to have made this possible. Jazakumullah khairan for time and joining us this morning here in Canada and whatever you are in the world according to your time. Today's topic, inshallah, we're going to talk about being part of the solution. We talked about how to actually deal with anger management and so on and so forth, and talked about certain ways to handle what even the secrets and so on, how to deal with the children, how to deal with the parenting, how to deal with the marriage in itself and so on in these difficult times. Today, talking about being part of the solution, we're going to talk about certain issues that concerns that to deal with in marriage, and also what are the symptoms about it and how to solve it. So I'm going to again go back to the book that this Muslim of Allah compiled by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla, Happily Ever After. It is actually a segue of the Home Sweet Home, the original, alhamdulillah, and it's taking a little bit of parenting matters into it. So inshallah, we will talk about that a little bit later, and hopefully we can even go into eternal home. So especially when it comes to the spiritual aspect of Ramadan, how to stay away from hellfire as a family, and how to go to paradise together, inshallah, after a long, healthy life, just like that. So we're going to talk about a few things. The concerns that I usually, when I have with the deal with the people, I usually tell them, number one, when the couple comes to me in the office and says, you know, prioritize your concerns, issues, and work on them one at a time. Why? Because if you're going to bring me the dirty laundry, and you're going to tell me, you know what, I've been married for X amount of years, and here are the problems, you're going to dig more. And what happens is actually triggers all the bad memories, which is not very helpful for a healthy conversation. Because right now, as soon as you start hearing all the problems you've had, your defense mechanism goes up. You're not interested to really hear what's going on. You're already preparing a defense for the amount of attacks that you're getting, and you're getting bombarded. And basically, it's survival mode. So you're not interested to solve it right now. You just want to stay alive. And once the couples do that and it becomes a courtroom, it's a lose-lose situation. It's not a win-win situation. So I tell them, listen, just give me one thing at a time. I know you have a laundry list. I can't address them and I don't have a magic wand. So please, let's talk about one thing at a time. So I usually tell the couple, tell me one thing, my dear sister. If this brother fixes, you'll be happy. And I do the same with the brother. So they have a priority list, and we will work on it. Because if I go through the whole thing, first of all, it's defeats the purpose. It gets you back into the hole. It reminds me of the negative, and you're automatically starting off on the wrong foot. So I highly recommend not to do that. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to get a priority list and give me one at a time, or deal with it if you have your own imam, your own sheikh, or your counselor. If not, then you can do this on your own. So first thing I'm going to ask you is please take it one at a time. Just say, you know what, this is the number one on my list and so on and so forth. When I talked to the couple, I said, listen, if you come to me with all the problems, you're part of the problem. But if you come to me with a solution, you're part of the solution. And this doesn't help anybody in order for you to just tell me, you know what, I'm here to prove that I am right and I'm an angel and I can do no wrong. And everything that is wrong with this marriage is my spouse. That's a totally different attitude. And no one can claim that. Because we're all human beings. We all make mistakes. And the hadith narrates that. Every human being makes a mistake and they sin. وخير الخطائين التوابون. The best of those who make mistakes and sin, those who repent and come back. So no one can claim that they're not a human and we don't make mistakes. And wallahi, it would not be walking on this earth. So keep that in mind. So the number two thing I ask the couples to do is give me your suggested solution. So for example, I have a concern, and we dealt with this before. We said, please do not point the finger to anyone and don't say it's you who are the problem. I love you, honey, but it's your behavior. I'm sure by now you got the idea that you can differentiate between the person and the behavior. So you're going to tell me, here's my concern, right? Because we talked about it before. If you tell me, here's a problem, that means we could not find a solution for it. It becomes a problem. But you're going to come up with the word, here's my concern, and here's the issue I need to discuss. And on top of that, you're going to tell me, you know what? And here is my suggested solution. Again, that means we're going to become a part of the solution, not the problem. And number three is, here's a game plan to implement the solution. Not just the solution. So here's the five whys, the W's, the who, where, when, what, and why. So you're going to tell me that, and you're going to come up with a solution together, inshallah. So we're going to talk about the SMART goals and the SMARTer goals. And obviously, some of you are in business, and you know what this means. Obviously, the specific, the measurable, the attainable, the realistic or relevant, timely. And the ER now is executable and rewardable. And I asked for written. I understand it sounds like an R, but I realize it starts with a W. But that's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you don't know what the SMARTer goals are, go ahead. And check Sheikh Google, they will help you out, inshallah. So you can do that. So number three is a game plan for implementation of suggestion. And number four is, best of all, is how I can help you to implement the solution. So these are the four points I'm going to ask you to do again. I'm going to repeat them. The first one is you're going to give me a priority list of what is the most important issue that you want to deal with it, and not a laundry list. Number two is a suggested solution. And number three is a game plan to implement it. And number four, the most important is here, how I'm going to help you, honey, to implement this solution. Okay, so now this, once you have that, you need to train. And I want you to do this in front of a mirror before you talk to your spouse. And you look at your face when you're speaking, because if you're going to get angry and all of that stuff, it's going to reflect. It's a mirror effect. So you're going to go in calm when you're ready. And remember, we talked about all these issues. When you not have a good time, when you're not worried about certain things and you're in a good mood and you're not going to be missing out on your favorite show or favorite game or whatever it is, that is halal entertainment. We're going to Ramadan now. We need to train ourselves, inshallah. And by the way, at Ramadan Mubarak, we'll see you, inshallah, or hear from you then. I'll accept from all of you and make this Ramadan a special Ramadan. It is indeed a special one. It is, alhamdulillah, going to give us a little more time for the ibadah, where you're going to capitalize on the opportunity and utilize that time to maximize your potential of your coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hopefully we'll talk about it some next time or so. So the example I've given you, honey, I love you, but is your behavior is unacceptable. So we've talked about this before. I'm going to quote some of the specialists in the field, and hopefully it will help you to get through this, inshallah. So it is rare for the couples that doesn't run into a few bumps on the road. Very rare. I mean, there's no one here. If you're married, you'll know what I'm talking about. I even talk to the couples when they get married. I said, listen, the boat theory is exactly that, the boat theory. Boat is like the marriage. You're in the ocean of life. There's high winds and high waves. There's no smooth sailing here. Yes? So don't expect to have a smooth sailing here. Not even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had smooth sailing, because he was the best of creation. And it was confirmed. He left his wives for a whole month. And ayat al-khiyar, the verse that came down to be revealed in the Quran, to be recited till Judgment Day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go ahead and tell your wives. Give them a choice between, if you want to stay with me, if you want this dunya or whatever, and I'll, you know what, here you go. But if you want Allah and the hereafter and so on. So they were given a choice whether to stay or be let go. So don't think that you're the only one here. No, we're all in the same boats. This person of Allah teaches us stuff. I go through it myself. We're not speaking from a high horse, Allah. We're just telling you, here's the fact. We are human beings. We are bound to make mistakes. It is your attitude, how to deal with your issues and concerns, is going to make it or break it. Okay? So we talked about anger management last time. Well, now we're talking about the solutions. So we are going to recognize that we do have some issues that you deal with, and some relationship may be a concern of how to deal with them and how to deal with them in the past. We will learn from that history that we have done. Well, this doesn't work. This works, and so on and so forth. So are we going to talk about some of the ups and downs of the relationship? We're also going to talk about some of the successful marriages that took place and how the complex issues became easy after a certain ways that you deal with it and after some training. And inshallah, we will be dealing with one issue at a time. The first one I want to talk about is communication. It is one of the most important issues that you need to work with. This poor servant of Allah took a course in communication in Waterloo University. And again, the professor told us a few things at the beginning of the course. And he says, if you do these things, I can give you your certificate. He says, you know what? Square your shoulders, straight eye contact, lean forward, nod your head once in a while, repeat some of the stuff that your partner speaks about, and make sure to reiterate, to confirm that that's what it is, and that don't interrupt. And he gave us a long list of things to do it. So if you get what I just told you, you can leave now. I can give you that. Obviously, we had some training material. We had gone through some workshops and so on and so forth. But communication is a key, one of the most important of all. So you need to learn how to communicate with one another, and you need to learn each other's keys. So relationship problems stems from poor communication. I can tell you that. According to some of the experts in the field, it says you cannot communicate while you're checking your BlackBerry. That's a long one now. Or you're watching your TV and you're flapping on the keys. And it's difficult for you, brothers and sisters, especially the brothers, I have to admit. We don't have the communication skills that women do because of the secrets we talked about again when it comes to the men using the left side of the brain, women using the right side of the brain, and the valve that actually attaches both of them. Women do have a larger valve that attaches both of them, so they can multitask a little better, move from one side to the other a little bit easier, and they communicate in a verbal manner in which they can actually elaborate on what they want or the feelings and emotions in an eloquent way to verbally tell you how they feel. Men, we make a little more noises. We move. So it is difficult for you to do so, especially my brothers and sisters, when you're watching your TV, when you're watching you're getting your emails, you're looking at your laptop or looking at your cell phones and all of that stuff. So please, I'm going to ask you again, I'm going to give you a reminder of the solutions we talked about a while back. When you come home, my brothers and sisters, I want you to have a box outside at your entrance. So as soon as you come from that home, I want that whatever gadget that is going to distract you, I want you to put it in that box. When you leave your house, take the gadget, whatever it is that you're using for your social media. Unless you're a doctor or you're on call, I understand. But if you're not, please, this is a time for your family. Unless you both have a certain thing that we talked about the Maya theory, that this is your downtime, I expect that. Okay, this is your time, you can do whatever you want with it, I'm very okay with it. So the communication skills is the first one that we have to deal with. And it says, inshallah, so here's the issues of solving this strategy. First of all, it's going to make an actual appointment with each other. So I want you to go on your Google Calendar and set an appointment. And I've talked about this before. Even my wife, she has access to my accounts, and she did book herself. And that's what I come up with, the Maya theory, right? My time, your time, our time, family time. I learned that from her. I learned it the hard way. She was trying to give me a hint, and that's what we need to do in order for us to talk. So she booked herself into my calendar to get an appointment. So I want you, before your wife does, I want you, brothers, give her a nice surprise. Nani, you know what? Let's talk about this. What's a good time for you? And I'm sure you have plenty of time on your hand now. So we're going to do this. So we're going to take out all the, you're going to take your, even you, if you want to keep your cell phone for emergencies, just keep it on silent, keep it on vibrate, whatever it is, so there's nothing to distract you. I want you to get rid of the kids. I want you to put the kids aside and let somebody else look after them. Okay? Or somebody else picks up your voicemails or calls or whatever it is. Delegate that responsibility. Now, if you cannot communicate without raising your voice, go to a public spot, like a library, for example, if possible, and if it's permissible for you, or a park or a restaurant. Why? because you're going to be embarrassed to scream at each other. So I know I'm putting you on the spot, but that's what the experts say. So please do your best to entertain that, inshallah. So what we have to do here is to make sure that we understand that this is something that we have to try. We can't get it right in the beginning, no problems. It's training, inshallah. And then set up some rules. So, for example, no interruption. All right? So you cannot, use, for example, are you done? You're always this or you're never that. So we're not going to start with anything that's going to be harmful and regret later on. So please make sure that you're very careful with what you say at this time. We're also going to look at our body language. Our body language, as I mentioned to you earlier, you're leaning forward a little bit more. Your eye contact is there to show respect that you're focusing on them. Nothing is distracting. You are the most important thing to me right now, honey. Let's concentrate on this. Okay? So as I said, nod a little bit to understand, reiterate some things. Let me get this straight, honey. Is that what you're saying? Let me just confirm that this is what he meant. Okay? So, for example, we can also say, what I hear you saying is this, that you feel as though that you have more chores that, and so on. So if you're right, we can both of us confirm that the fact that we can do 1, 2, 3. Okay. So what you really meant is, hey, you're a slob and you create more of me having work to pick up. So this is the idea of how to choose your words and also not harm one another. So if you're going to tell me here you're a slob and can't pick up your clothes and all of that stuff, that's bad. So what we can do is, you know what, he or she can say, so it's in a nicer way. Honey, I love the way you decorate the room with your lovely t-shirts all over the place, but I would certainly appreciate it if we can do 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so this is something that we can train on, inshallah. The second issue that we're going to deal with, inshallah, is also sex. And I understand that especially people in the UK, you know, oh my God, la 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 la. Okay, so intercourse, how's that? Because I was told when you go there, don't say that word, say sexual intercourse. How about intimate relations? Are you happy now? Okay, we'll move on. All right. So, okay, so even partners who love each other can mismatch in when it comes to sexual intercourse. It is true. The reason I say that, my brothers and sisters, is this number two reason for divorce. And it's number one on the man's list. I'm going to be, as I said, gloves are off. And research shows that 89% of men, they say this is the only reason they get married. So if that doesn't raise a flag, I don't know what would. So please understand that it is extremely important. Don't belittle it. Look, I understand that women are emotionally based, men are physically based. We got that secret already up and running. But we also have to understand that we need to talk about the North Pole and the South Pole. We talked about the secrets before. If the man wants to have the intimate relations, you have to go to the heart, right, my brothers? That's the North Pole. And if the woman wants to get to the North Pole, you have to go South Pole. So you have to really work together on this one. Understanding each other's keys. And how even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدِّمُونِ أَنفُسِكُمْ, my brothers, receive for themselves. Even some of the scholars say this is your foreplay. You know, we don't expect to drive a car and go in fifth gear, you know, overdrive right away. We're going to warm up the car. We're going to go in first gear, second gear, third, fourth, and so on. So please keep that in mind. And I've given you examples before of how to use the word DS theory, right? I want you to think about it like, you know, shopping for the sisters, how they like to browse, how to like to, and so on and so forth, take their time before they actually commit and they buy something. As opposed to us, brothers, shopping for us is we know exactly what we want, we go in and get it, and get out. And that's the S theory. So please think about, yes, for you is sex, yes, for her is shopping, and that's how you can actually do so. So sex is bring people closer. It releases, obviously, some hormones to help both bodies and physically and mentally to keep the chemistry healthy between a couple of healthy lifestyle. So don't belittle it. It is a happy hormone, whether you like it or not, whether it is your testosterone, it is your oxytocin, all these things that helps you to come closer and bond. And I always told the couples, what's the difference between you and every other sister out there? you're the only one that he it's halal for him to have intimate relations with. So if you're going to take that away from something that is extremely important to men, and again, I'm taking the gloves off and we're just going to talk to deal with issues. Because if you're not going to look after the man physically, the mentally, the chemical imbalance, and the anger rises and the resentment rises, and now he looks for other means that will push him to do some either haram things, which again, may Allah protect us all from that, it doesn't help very much. So now you become a source of misery. And I told the sisters, please forgive me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the source of peace and tranquility. Yes, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah says, you are the source of peace and tranquility for the man. So please ask yourself if that's the case or not. And I talked also to the men. You cannot mistreat your wife all day, you know, and treat her وَلِهَذَا بِاللَّهِ improper, and you want to be intimate and more lovey-dovey and emotional with her at night and be intimate with her. It's very difficult, yeah. So as I said, foreplay doesn't mean that you're foreplay just before your intimate relations. I said foreplay takes all day. You know, it's a beautiful text, a beautiful flower, a beautiful poem, some chocolate, a note on the fridge, breakfast in bed, I'm thinking of you, a wink, a hug, a kiss, a touch, a look. All of that is all the way through the whole day in order for you to be able to have a beautiful evening, inshallah. And that's what I'm recommending. All right, so we're going to do a little bit of change. You know what? We're going to make sure that the children go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night. That's it. Yes? Depending on the age, of course, I understand that. But now, this is your time now. You know, you've been working hard. You've been preparing this, and you're getting the food ready or the shopping, whatever it is. You're both working, whatever it takes. But now, after 8 o'clock, the children are in bed, and they have to get that consistently. And no exceptions, because they'll push your buttons and they will know your limits and they will push boundaries. So please make sure that you are firm on this. Walk the talk. Like, mean what you say and say what you mean. And that's what I'm going to recommend. Please make sure that you have time for yourselves. You understand that the libido goes down after that. There's a certain things, you know, the postpartum. And after all the difficulties of the actual energy that you spend looking after the children, you don't have it. At night, you're tired. I understand that. And keep that in mind. My brother, especially if your wife is, you know, works and also looks after the children. So please make sure, you know, you look after certain things in a way that you're looking after yourselves also. Okay. So if you have it, and I've asked, you know, to use things on the calendar and book it and all of that, I don't want it to be that systematic, but at least if you get into a certain rhythm, you know, a certain expectations, and I think Lily, the cat, is saying salam to you, brothers and sisters. Okay, so for changing a little bit about, you know, your intimate relations, have a little more fun and games, a little more, you know, why don't we try something new, a different place, get out of the monotony, you know what, just keep the fire alive, different spark. Look at certain things in a different way. So I want you to make sure that when it comes to sex, I say gloves are off. As long as it's halal, I don't have any limits, any boundaries. And we know that we're not allowed to do two things when it comes to the time of menses and in anal. That's, again, anything else, the scholars say, مَفْهُومُ الْخِلَافِ, the knowledge of the opposite. God Almighty says that Prophet Muhammad said that we're not allowed to do these two things. It means everything else is allowed. So I'm getting usually questions about, is oral sex allowed? Allahu Akbar. So if we say that, look, I mean, living here now, again, and I'm not going to stick my head in the sand and say that it's not happening, everybody knows about it. So if everybody else hasn't it, and the man has a fantasy or a woman has a fantasy about it, and you come to the halal source, so, oh my God, this is where we say Alhamdulillah and Bismillah. And what does that have to do with anything? So you have to look after each other. What I'm trying to tell you is, you're a lady in public, and you know where I'm going with that. But in bed, gloves are off. You are each other's fantasies. You are going to be each other's stars. You are going to be you're looking at the, whatever roles, whatever. You just need to talk and communicate to one another, number one, right? Communication. You know what? Here's what I like, honey. A little more of this, little less of that. This work, this doesn't work. So you need to guide us, especially for the sisters. You need to help us poor guys. We think that we know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. So you need to help us, okay? And it's like a jungle, right? We don't know to get to this the big O and the big G and all of those lovely letters that are coming up now. So I need to get into this. So you know what? You need to help us. And don't be shy. Please don't be shy. This is something halal 100%. As a matter of fact, it is rewardable as sadaqah. Yes? The hadith says so. So why, you know, as I said earlier in another episode, get busy. You have the time, alhamdulillah, get closer. Have more sadaqah. And so on. And before Ramadan, yani, because you're going to be restricted on time, so do so. So you have a few things. Talk about the fantasies. Talk about your dreams. Look at anything else. If it doesn't work, I want you to seek for professional help. It doesn't matter. Look for certain things that would help your intimate relations when it comes to this. I'm going to repeat. Please make sure that your children are looked after. You have your own time. This is now whatever. You can just hold hands, hug, watch something halal together, read a book together, read a menu with a different way. Look at what, that doesn't matter. But you need to take care of the children and take care of your, my dear sister, I recommended in one of the courses that, you know, cook in bulk. So you don't have to worry about you being in the kitchen, or even the brother, if he's the one who's cooking all the time. So this is time management, right? Remember the four Ds: do, delegate, delay, delete. So I'm going to manage my time in order for me not to be tired all the time. I'm going to separate them. And now I'm going to, because when the sisters come and tell me I don't have time, I go, okay, bring the list of what things you do. And most of the time, they don't manage their time very well. They're too busy doing things that they don't have to, or too much surfing, too much whatever. And all of a sudden, it's crunch time. And I got to look after this, I got to look after that. So if you manage your time better, Ukhti, by all means, feel free. So please also understand another issue that we have to deal with here is that pregnancies actually halts libidos. The libidos are that keeps things going, the hormones up and down, and give them aroused. When women are pregnant, it goes down. So it can have an effect, unfortunately, on our intimate relations. So keep that in mind, brothers. Also have the stress. The stress factor is extremely important. The experts will tell you that stress is a killer. It will take your testosterone level down and your sexual drive down and everything else that you do. So I want you to talk about what actually stresses you out. Is it your finance? Is it your job? Is it your relationship? Is it something that you look for? I want you to look at root cause analysis. So please make sure that you understand that you need to look at what makes you stress and how you can alleviate that. It would be the best way to look after yourself for both of you, inshallah. They also need to talk about the evolution of the relationship in itself. Once you realize and recognize that the love life is not what it seems to be, you need to address the issues, and you need to talk about what we have to talk about. Remember, set a time, schedule it, lean, communicate, and talk about it. Honey, I'm here for you. You're here for me. What would be the best, and how? What do you like? What you don't like? And we take that again from Shuraih al-Qadi's wife, long time ago. Says, I don't know you, and you don't know me. Please tell me what you like, so I will do. And tell me what you don't like, I will not do. So let's take that aspect into bed. Not just the communication in life. Just take that the same thing too. All right. So if you want, I want you to go on dates. I already told you the Maya theory is the same. I want you to go on rendezvous now. Yeah, so take your wife. And as I said, you don't have to go to a fancy restaurant or expensive places. Remember, I repeat, my brother told me that again. It's not the beautiful places that makes the memories. It's the memories that makes places beautiful. It's the time when you talk about when you go out. Please, you have to understand that you have to invest in this relationship. And if you start taking things for granted, and you know what, whether you like it or not, you're going to diminish this bond. And all of a sudden, you're going to go stale. You're now laxed about it, and you're complicit. Plus, this is what it is. Okay, you know what? Yeah, we're getting older, honey. Or no, don't do that. Well, because it's the down spiral. It's very difficult to come out of it, inshallah. So please make sure you have a healthy, intimate relationship with each other. Looking after the children, and you need if you know what I know the scholars say, even gadgets or toys, whatever it is halal. Yes, so I know it's an X-rated weapon today. Allah help us, Allah. So as I said, whatever it takes, as long as halal, we already told you the two things you're not allowed to do. Anything else other than that, the scholars say it's permissible. Allah alam, God knows us, inshallah. Okay, so we need to find a little bit of a good memory lane. You talk about, remember, honey, when we first met each other, go on a game. Remember, when was the first time? Okay, how did you feel? If you come into my dreams, what will you see? All of that stuff that we talked about in the end of the Home Sweet Home. Remember those questions that we had, a competition between the couples, and that was really, it did help, and it will help you, inshallah. Okay, so please make sure you understand that a healthy sex intercourse life, sexual intimate relations life, is a healthy for a relationship and healthy for couples. Indeed, there's no way you can do this. And there are ways that you can maintain this beautiful drive and keep it alive after having children. There are ways we can do this. So it doesn't have to go away when you have children. It's a blessing, alhamdulillah. So before we go into a little bit of more details about it, we need to understand that you have to have your time management. Extremely important. I'm going to remind you again of the 4 Ds. Do, delegate, delay, delete, and the Big Rock Theory. The Big Rock Theory is simple, and I'm sure you know it. If we have a thingy and we open it, and I'm going to put Big Rocks here. And I know you know the theory, but just a reminder. And is it full? It's not full. And put pebbles. Put the pebbles, jam it. Is it full? No, it's not. And put sand. Is it sand is full? No, you can put water. Is it full? Yes, it is. Take everything out and now put water in here. Okay. Is it full? Yes. That means you need to go on the D1 to D4, like I mentioned earlier. So the Big Rock is D1. Okay. Other than that, your pebbles is D2, your sand is D3, your water is D4. I want you to delete D4. Anything that doesn't really pertain to you or going to make your life better, or it's not on your vision or your mission statement or even your goals, you need to delete it. What does that mean? You have to learn to say no. That's what this means. So first of all, we're going to have to plan a date in advance. And I want you to alternate. Well, you know what, honey? It's your turn. What would you like to do tonight? So you're going to have to make sure that the sister picks first. This is what I would like. Okay, fantastic. Let's make it happen. And the second time, it's your turn. Well, I'd like to do this time. And surprise her. Give her something that is new all the time. And as I said, doesn't have to be expensive places, but indeed, you can make sure that at least something that you know each other now. You've been together for a while. You know what makes her happy, doesn't make her happy, and so on with your husband also. All right, so we're also going to, number two on the list is make sure that the children have been looked after. You can call in the grandma or the grandpa to look after them, or look after anybody that will look after them. Just make sure that you don't talk about the children, and you don't talk about the problems when you are out on a date. Okay, so number three, please make sure that the children do not sleep in your bed. Don't get them started. And if you're going to start them this way, it's going to be very difficult for you to get them out. So one of the rules is you have your big child, which is your husband. Yes, that's your first. We talked about that before. Has to be in bed. No other. Don't compete. So make sure that there's separation. Yeah, they don't come into your bed. So allowing that, it would actually will have a hindrance in your marriage. So please make sure that prevention is better than cure. Don't start them and don't let them get used to it. Otherwise, it's going to be a hindrance in the future. Number four. All right, so I've asked for you to add surprises. Now, I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but I already hinted and alluded to that you can get new role play, each other's fantasies, gadgets, whatever it is. But you need to surprise each other. Otherwise, monotonous will kill it. So you don't want this ho-hum anymore. Khalas. Oh, yeah, this is okay. Well, no, you need to introduce something to spark this relationship. And they make sure that your intimate relations are always, alhamdulillah, very healthy for a healthy marriage, inshallah. All right. So number five is to make sure you take time for yourselves. So as I talk about it, it's covered by the Mayan theory. So that should be an issue for you because you've already been doing this, but alhamdulillah. Another issue that we're going to talk about here is money. So that's number one reason for divorce, by the way. May Allah protect you from that. Especially nowadays, we're having issues with the money and when it comes to loss of a job or the world economy and all of these issues. So please don't belittle this one either. So I'm going to ask you to look at a certain strategy, inshallah. First of all, the first one is be honest about your current financial situation. Don't stick your head in the sand. And if you don't have a budget, get one. If you don't have one, get somebody to help you through it. Talk to a creditor, talk to a counselor, talk to a financial expert or someone that will help you through it, an analyst. Anybody that will be able to help you through it. There are plenty of gadgets online. You got to go line by line. Here's what the expenses are. Here's what my income is. Here's my 30% for the gross for the house and all of that stuff. You need to learn about these things. If it doesn't work, brothers and sisters, I want you to go back to the envelope theory, which means what? No credit. That's it. Or you can get a prepaid credit card or just use their debit card or cash. And maybe not people using cash right now because of what we're going through, but whatever it takes. What I meant by that is I want to buy a TV, for example, so I'm going to write a TV on a letter. Say, you know what, TV? That TV costs $1,000 or 700 quid, whatever it is, ranks, and whatever your country. So the currency is there, and I'm going to, as soon as I get that, now I have it, I go ahead and buy it. If I don't have it, I don't buy it. No credit. Don't go in debt. Okay. As I said, number one reason for divorce is financial. So please make sure you understand that. So please take care of using it, inshallah. So I don't want you to talk about it in the heat of the battle when you're both up in arms and you're furious, you see red and so on, inshallah. So you need to acknowledge each other's concerns and you talk about a we, not I. Okay? It's us, it's ours, it's we can do this. And again, clean slate. Don't hide anything. Just come clean. It's now, you know what? I surrender. I give. And please don't blame each other for anything. Again, it's not the blame game anymore. As I mentioned, one finger towards your spouse, three towards you. So it doesn't work that way. So please, we have to have a constructive criticism to each other in a way that we are looking to help one another and come up with a budget that includes your savings. You need to, the experts will tell you, you need to save 3 to 6 months of expenses. God, you may Allah protect us all from that, just in case if anything happens. And you need to make sure that you're also looking even a few debts. You need to do your homework. Is it the avalanche theory? Is it the snowball effect? Are you going to take care of the smallest debt that you have first to make you feel better psychologically? We're going to look at the avalanche theory, which is the highest interest or the way that I'm going to take me down. Take care of that first and so on and so forth. So these are the issues that we're going to do. Please make sure that your financial aspect of your marriage is crucial for a nice, prolonged, happy, stress-free, and that's going to affect also the second that we talked about before, about your intimate relations and so on and so forth. So please make sure, don't take that lightly. Look for solutions, get an expert involved and so on and so forth. And make sure that you stick this. If I want to buy that dress, for example, and my salary or whatever it is, only this, or even my allowance from this much, like it costs $300, and I only get $100 a month, that's going to take me 3 months in order for me to pay for that dress. And that's so on and so forth, inshallah. So make sure that we look after it. Don't stick your head in the sand. Address it. It's extremely important. Okay, don't take things for granted. All right. The other issues we're going to talk about here is just struggling over the house chores. I made it very easy. My wife and I, we agreed. She's going to take care of the inside. I take care of the outside. Yeah. So I'll do the shoveling the snow, cutting the grass, all of this stuff. Whatever it takes from the outside, I'll take care of it. Inside, she looks after it. However, I, by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's the sunnah. I help my wife in the house chores because it's what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. And if he mihnati ahli, he used to help in the house chores. So what does that mean, brothers? I'm asking you to quit your job and help your wife and that. No. Scholars actually say when you see your wife doing anything at home, you're simply going to ask her, do you need help with this? It's a simple gesture. If she needs help, help her. You will get rewarded. I personally don't ask. When I see something that needs to be done, do it. But if she does ask, I'll acknowledge that. If I can do it, by all means. If I can't do it, I will let her know, but I will make an appointment. or make a list that, you know what, I will help you, honey, but here's, I have to finish this whatever course first and whatever, I'll come back after. But you need to communicate with each other when it comes to this. So I've been talking a lot, and excuse me for 1 second, talk to each other for this minute. Thank you. We're back. Okay, so when it comes to the house chores, again, please make sure that you talk about, you know what, honey, I'll take care of this, you take care of that. So this is indeed going to tell you, I am here for you, I'm your partner, we're in this together, and everything else is together. So please, very easy and simple, inshallah. Another issues and concerns that we're going to talk about here is not making your relationship as a priority. You know what, I take my wife for granted, I take my husband for granted. What happened here? So it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't love them. No, but we just, the relationship loses its spontaneity. It's the spark is gone. We take it as, you know, she's my wife, she won't get mad. Oh, he's my husband, he'll understand. Don't do that. Please don't take it for granted. And these are some of the strategies that we do it. So you're going to show your appreciation, compliment each other. It is a sunnah. They say, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." You believe in Allah and the last day, say what is good, will be quiet. So, but you know, compliment, it helps. Remember the sandwich theory? You know, I already told you they've been changing now. You have to say 7 to 10 good things, positive things, in order for you to give me one negative, you know, one critical issue that you need to do it because of the soft. The meat and the soft, the bun. So you're going to start with the positive, talk about the issues, and finish with the positive. So please make sure your strategies are there, placed in place. Show compliments, show appreciation to one another. And again, we're going to make sure that the date is there to discuss issues in a nice manner. We have that, inshallah, and you say thank you. Again, we are human beings, brothers and sisters. You say, I appreciate it. And I tell them why. I appreciate it when you do this. That's, you know what, that's positive, positive mental attitude. And it's the positive influence comes from that. And it goes a long way. You make sure that you get that again and again and again. It lets your partner know that this matters to me and it communicates better and you appreciate it. The other issues that we're going to talk about is the conflict. Okay, so occasionally a conflict of between partners, it's bound to happen, whether you like it or not. Now, it's not the end of the world, and we can do this. We have the technology. We can do this, inshallah. So some of the strategies we're going to use, inshallah, is first of all, you realize that you are not a victim. Because if you're going to play that victim card all the time, and again, you're in denial, like, oh, it's, me. Look, because now if I cry, they're going to get the feeling, oh, honey, here. But after a while, it's like cry wolf. It's going to fade. It's not going to happen anymore. So please make sure it is your choice to decide how you're going to react to certain things. Okay? And again, the second one is just being honest with yourself. Now, when I look, is it really me? Okay, as I've always said, if it is to be, it's up to me. Okay, so is it really me? Or is it the other person? First of all, when you look subjectively and objectively, you have a better idea. Put yourself in their shoes. If I were to tell my husband this, or if I tell my wife this, how would I feel if he or she tells me the same thing too? So maybe sometimes it's got to be me. I can't be them all the time. So please make sure you understand. If that's the case, we need to change up a little bit. Change your expectations, change your approach, change your behavior, change your relationship, change your whatever it takes. In order for you to understand that change is what I usually ask the students when I ever go anywhere. So once we know something and implement it, is this exactly what I'm after? So give a little to get a lot. Okay? So maybe doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to have to watch this game all the time. I'm going to spend some time watching her. You know what? My wife likes to watch this home and garden stuff, right? TLC, for example, all that stuff, you know, home decorating, changing, or all of that stuff, or buying, all of that. I'm going to spend some time with her to do this stuff. And you know what? But, you know, I like comedy myself. It keeps me sane. So just to take the stress level off and all of those things that we deal with. And, okay, so she shares with me once. We will watch, you know, some halal stuff here. I watch some halal stuff with her there. And that's one way to do so. The other issue that we're going to need to deal with is a trust issue. So trust is a key, a vital key in a healthy relationship. Please understand that once the trust is gone in the relationship, it is very detrimental for the health of this relationship. It is not going to be long in order for you to start, you know what, looking at yourself at the sheep and the wolf. What does he do and why is he doing this and why is she saying this? Oh, it must be that. So please make sure it's not Islamic, first of all. But we have to make sure that we get that out of the way. So how are we going to deal with this, inshallah? Okay, so be consistent and be on time. So if you can see these things, and don't give the other partner, your spouse, a reason to doubt you or not trust you. So once you're consistent in everything, also I talk about that, that's a trend, right? A spike, I don't worry about it. You're consistent and you're on time all the time and you respect that. Of course, it's good to that. And if you make any promises, keep them. Okay? Don't lie. Look, Prophet Muhammad said, could a believer be coward? Yes. Could he be miser? Yes. But could he be a liar? No. So whatever it takes, brothers and sisters, no lying. Because if you got caught in a lie, that's it. The credential is gone. The trust is gone. The respect is gone. How do you face a person? How do you look at yourself in the mirror? How do you do that? I'm not talking about what's permissible here. And I talked about when it comes to secrets. I'm not saying, you know, does that dress make me look fat? And that's not what I meant. You know, I said, you are allowed to do this. Yes, I love my mother-in-law. I love your cooking and all of that stuff. It's permissible. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about true lies. Okay, guys? Okay. So you also have to understand that you have to be fair. Even an argument. And again, doesn't matter that I have to win this. No, maybe she's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe she's trying to help me to be a better human being. Doesn't necessarily mean I have to win everything. Remember, Shafi, rahmatullah, he used to say, Allahumma ajil haqqa ala lisani. Oh Allah, let my brother say the truth. I want to learn. So if what we're looking after is the truth and what we're looking for is to improve ourselves, is going to be a lot better than just, you know what, wearing an argument and so on and so forth. Okay, so also be sensitive when it comes to each other's feelings. You're still married, still your wife, still your husband. You have to show respect for that. Okay, so don't hurt each other. Don't say words that will come and bite you again. So please make sure you look after each other's feelings. All right? So call when you say you will. For example, I call you at this time, honey. You know what? Put an alarm. I'm sure everybody has a gadget now that, you know what, I have a meeting, I put an alarm 10 minutes ahead, 5 minutes ahead. When I told my wife I'm going to call this time, put a note, it flags you. Book it, doesn't matter. Okay? So a call to say, you know what, I'll be home late. The reason I'm doing this is this. Whatever it is, communicate with them, so don't take it for granted. They may be scared, they're looking after you, they love you very much, and they need to know where you are. It's not a ball and chain, it's just communication. It's for your own safety. I don't have to worry about it. Okay, so if that's the case, you know, obviously you carry your fair share, as we talked about the house chores and everything else that works, and don't overreact when things go wrong. It's not the end of the world. Okay, so you weigh out the pros and cons. If I get mad because of certain things here, is my wife or my husband more important to me than just going through, okay, let's buy another remote, man. It's not a big deal. But okay, I would rather lose a little bit of money than lose my wife or lose my kids. It doesn't matter. We all make mistakes. If you, as I said, if you're sinless, you don't make mistakes, go ahead, raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. I don't see you. But, you know, at least you know. Okay. So if that's the case, we're not going to get overly hyped on certain things. Give what it's due and move on. Learn from it. Make it a learning session and take an opportunity to that. Turn the negative into a positive, and she will appreciate it. Okay, so never say things that, you know what, you can't take back. Oh, even if you're arguing, you leave the house. Okay, on the way out, you go, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Lord, don't do that. Say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Oz. Say Al-Fatiha. Anything. But don't go, and I'm telling you, the parents, the in-laws are off limits. No matter what, you don't bring the mother in the house, in the argument. Don't get me wrong. They're going to quote this. Don't bring the mother-in-law in the house. Welcome. Come. But I'm just saying, don't bring it up. Don't bring in an argument. Don't talk about this. Well, don't do that. As I said, parents are off limits. They're the second reason for your creation. Respect that. If you can't take that on, if your wife talks to you about your own mother and your own father, Don't talk to her about her own mother and her own father. I mean, they're different human beings. Your relationship does not pertaining. They are making sure that you don't make your spouse pay the price for your in-laws' behavior. Okay, so please make sure you can do it. Okay, so don't dig up an old wound again. If it's, that afu means what? Forgotten, off the record. But don't give each other reason to keep reminding each other of the past. So what that means is itba' as-sayyi' al-hasana tamhuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follow your sin with a good deed, it erases it. It erases it. That means I can't dig back. I don't want to keep pulling the doors, go back in old files. We just need to discuss one issue at a time. Don't give me the shopping list as I talked about before and all of that stuff. Okay. So we're going to respect, obviously, your partner's boundaries. There are limits, as I talked about. Don't cross these limits. And don't be jealous. Look, if they're more successful than you are and they make more money more than you are, be happy for them. Okay. But don't poke. And don't belittle each other either, inshallah. And indeed, lastly, be a good listener. A good listener is one of the keys that we talked about, the communication skills earlier. I told you already how to communicate and how to be a good listener, inshallah, in the end. So with that, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, shower his blessings upon you, and gather your goodness. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he gathers in this life, gathers the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a whole chapter here on communication skills. Maybe we can talk about it some other time. Or indeed, maybe after Ramadan, if the depending on what the team at the Al-Kawthar decides that we can talk about next. But this, I hope this helped you to be able to look into how to turn the negative into a positive, how to become part of the solution, and the solution development model, and what the issues are, and how the strategy with them. With that, again, thank you for bringing me to your home. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your homes a home sweet home. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you the Ramadan, the Siyam, the Qiyam, the Quran, and so on and so forth. I won't forget you in my dua. Don't forget me in dua. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm going to pause for a few seconds here to see if Brother Fareed has any questions. If there is, great. And we'll do our best to address it. If not, then I'll move on. Let me see. Okay. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, Jazakumullah khairan again for your time. May Allah bless you. Thank you again, Brother Fareed. Thank you, Brother Rahim and Al-Kawthar team for bringing this to become a reality. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make what we heard a plea for us. Not again.